Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I am here to intro a very special episode. This is the 100th episode of the Work Like a Laker podcast. We have a really, really fun episode for you today that Grace and Danny and I actually went up to Traverse City and recorded all of this last July. So we know it's February. Hopefully the sounds of Northern Michigan in the summer give you a little peace and, you know, make you feel a little happy here in February. So you will hear us kind of day in the life, what we were up to as we were visiting Traverse City, some of the fun stuff we did, and then we also got to talk to some amazing people who are working up there and doing lots of great things. So you're going to get to hear a lot about what it's like to work in Traverse City, what it's like to live in Traverse City and Northern Michigan. So we hope you enjoy.
We're here this morning having some coffee at Megan's Cottage in Traverse City, and we're about to have an exciting day meeting with employers and Shannon and just different people in the Traverse City community to learn more about living in this beautiful area. Megan, tell us a little bit about what you love about Traverse City.
Yeah, I feel like I can drive from Grand Rapids for two and a half hours and just really feel like I'm on vacation, even when we just come up for a night or two. Just the natural beauty. I mean, you're going to hear that in all of the interviews I think we do for this podcast. But there's just so much water, so much green space. And so, yeah, just vacation vibes right away.
We had a delicious dinner last night at Poppycock's, which we wanted to get some sound clips, but we didn't sit near an outlet, so we couldn't. But we had, I had a yummy curry. Megan got the whitefish cakes and Caesar salad. And then Danny got the chicken caprese, which was, everything was delicious. And we tried each other's, and we had the sticky toffee pudding, which is my absolute favorite thing ever. So if you're in Traverse City, go to Poppycock's at least for the sticky toffee pudding.
All right, so we are here now at Tent Craft with Rob Hanel, the Director of People and Space. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today. We're excited to be at your space this time.
I'm excited you were open to being here.
Amazing. So can you just start with a little introduction of yourself and maybe what brought you to Tent Craft originally?
Absolutely. So again, Department of People and Space, that is also an internal acronym, pronounced DOPAS. And I had to throw that
great
in there.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, and I've been at Tent Craft for going on 10 years, and Traverse City is actually my hometown, and I went to Grand Valley. And,
That's right. I should have said that in the intro. Yeah. Laker alum.
So Laker for life, which is what Shannon Owen always likes to say, I love that slogan. And I had moved away and was looking to come back to Michigan, and Tent Craft was a company that was growing. It had a culture that was seated in humility, but also fun and a little weirdness, which was attractive to me because I was coming out of the outdoor industry, which is also a pretty fun place to work. And so looking for a unique opportunity in Traverse City was important to me. And what drew me to Tent Craft was that we were, again, growing, but also the leadership, the direction we were going. And manufacturing was something that I never thought was that. I actually didn't put any thought into manufacturing ever. But human resources, which is my profession, is something that is, applicable in any industry. But what we were making was fun too and interesting to me. After about 10 years out west, Utah, Oregon, California, working in the outdoor industry, I moved back to my hometown here, Traverse City. And this is also where we were ready to start a family. The cost of living in Northern Michigan compared to some of the places that I had lived was obviously attractive as well. And I know Traverse City gets sometimes a bad rap for cost of living, which I think it absolutely can be a factor, but compared to other states in our country, especially where I had lived, this was seemed to make a lot of sense. And you know, family still in Michigan, and
so nice to be close by.
So I think that if that answers your question, it's quick overview, and the opportunity to start something fun and special, which culturally was very attractive too. So being the first HR hire for this company, and then helping scale and grow not only the business, but the people side was what I was most excited about.
Great opportunity.
And we will go further into your culture, which I loved learning about as you gave us a tour. But first, can you just give us an overview about TentCraft and what you do here? Or not you, but the company?
Yes, for sure. So TentCraft, we make tents and signage for events, outdoor events primarily, but also indoor events. We have a host of different styles or types of clientele, and that ranges from agencies. So agencies, marketing agencies that represent larger brands are a big part of our business. But we also work with the local farms and for farmers market tents, and high schools or colleges and universities for tents and signage around their college campuses and for their sporting events and things like that. So it's a little bit of a, we're a catch-all. We're big enough to support some of the biggest brands on the planet.
That's awesome.
But small enough and vertically integrated enough to take care of you know, the one-off clients as well.
Yeah, you definitely have some fun clients.
We
suggest
do.
Everybody pop onto their website and see. We were pretty impressed.
Very impressed.
Yeah.
I too get sometimes blown away. I'll be walking down on the production floor and I'll see a brand of something that maybe I use at home. For example, it was the body wash that I ordered off of Instagram. I won't say it because I don't know if there's any, but they, but I saw a tent for them, and I thought, my gosh, what is my body wash company making a tent for? But
that is so cool.
I'm sure it's going to be a fun experiential marketing campaign.
That's so neat.
Totally.
But then you'll walk the floor too and see discerning brands like Coca-Cola, Ford, General Motors, Bacardi, all the big ones.
Yeah.
Incredible. Okay. So yeah, as Grace alluded to, we did get a little bit of a sneak peek at your culture, which definitely seems fun and innovative, but I don't want to put too many words in your mouth. So how would you describe the company culture?
This question comes up often, and sometimes it's hard to respond to because I've been living in it and helping create it for
kinda
so
like
long.
The fish bowl.
But the best way that I like to describe it is we are trying to create the best place to work in Traverse City, in Northern Michigan, and then beyond. And when we think about what creates the best place to work, It's not, and people always say culture, it's not ping pong tables. It's not the kegerators.
Thank you
or
for
the,
saying that.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that.
Yes. It's not the twisty slide. It's also not to say we don't have those three things.
I was so impressed by the twisty
slide. The twisty slide is pretty epic.
Yeah. But what it really comes down to is kind of your total rewards. How do you pay competitively? Mm-hmm. Do you market your brand in a way that is attractive to young talent and also aging talent too? And are you problem solvers? And do you look at things like employee benefits in a way that is important to your employees? Business needs aside, are you taking care of the people who are taking care of your business? And although there are ancillary things that make working here fun, what's most important is that people and their families feel taken care of. And that coming to work doesn't suck. And because if you want to retain talent, and we all know that today, people change jobs every 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. We take a lot of pride in that we have a lot of people who have reached their 10-year anniversary at TentCraft, and they earned 2 plane tickets to anywhere in the world. It's like,
whoa, that's
not a
fun.
It's not.
Wait, where did
bank
you go?
Breaking.
You just have your...
I'm coming up in December on 10 years. Yeah, so I'll talk to the wife about that.
Yeah.
But you know, that's something that you know, a lot of companies may do, cash rewards or, you know, Rolex watches or whatever for anniversaries and, milestones. And that's okay. But we would, our hope is that somebody takes their spouse or their girlfriend or their sister or their best friend and they go on an experience and that they remember that. And so that's like a little example of just like problem solving and being creative and kind of forcing fun, we like to call it.
Yeah.
And
you will go on this trip.
You will go on this trip. You will present a PowerPoint, on your trip. You will.
That's so fun.
And so, you know, there's that, and there's the way that you approach healthcare too, which everybody's talking about, you know, childcare as well. You know, we participate in what's called the Michigan TriShare program, which is a child care subsidized, program where companies pay for a third of healthcare. The state of Michigan pays for a third, and then that leaves the employee with only paying a third. Now there's qualifications, of course, but you know, we proactively seek out different ways that we can support our employees. And I think like that's what's important when it comes to culture are those what may seem little, and maybe not everybody in the company can participate in that, but it's important. Subsidized childcare, paid parental leave. You may not have to be the highest paid manufacturing company in Traverse City. You could maybe be middle of the road, but you're offering these other things that in conjunction with a base pay and benefits, other benefits, really kind of level the playing field with some of the bigger manufacturers. And not to take away from the benefits that bigger companies do offer and can offer. We're special and unique in that we are small enough to be able to not just ad hoc, but do things that maybe larger companies can't do. Right. And that's what I love about Traverse City too, is you have a lot of innovators in not just in products in our area, but in the way that we're looking to attract talent and retain talent.
Well, that's a perfect segue to our next question, because I was curious, it sounds like innovation is one way that this company kind of reflects Northern Michigan culture, Traverse City culture. Can you think of any other ways that Tent Craft might reflect and embrace the culture of Northern Michigan?
So a couple of things, I guess. The one way we embrace for sure is I mentioned that I graduated out of the outdoor industry. Mm-hmm. My first three jobs in my career were all in outdoor recreation. So and specifically products. And we always had, at every company I worked at, we had direct access to things like mountain bikes, like stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, you name it, things, sleeping bags, tents, you know, that you could use for free or purchase at cost. And this was a huge benefit to somebody who has a passion for the outdoors.
Absolutely.
And I would say 9 times out of 10, people live in Traverse City. Will say when that they live here because of the beauty, the beaches, and the culture. And so one of the first things I did when I started working here was applied for a grant. This kind of, again, goes back to like culture stuff is looking out for your employees by what resources are out there. The Department of Health and Human Services, you know, they have a grant, and well, let's apply to that one. Let's apply to this one. And let's see if we can purchase outdoor gear with a health and wellness grant. And absolutely we could. And, you know,
we're taking notes.
Yeah.
They definitely didn't maybe expect that, but it was, we funded our first full round of outdoor gear, which are stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, snowshoes, longboards, yoga mats, because we do yoga, all on a health and wellness grant, and so that people can get outside. Because either, you know, those are expensive items to own. They can be for sure.
Yeah,
they're also hard to store.
Exactly,
hard to transport. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to have them right here at their fingertips, so they can get out on the water, the rivers, the lakes around here was a big hit. And so I think
just
that
a few places to choose from where you can bring those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in other ways, I think that we embrace the region is we love experiences at Tent Craft. And so when we do a company outing, we've been known to take the entire company out on the Tall Ship Manitou, which is a locally owned, small business, where it's a historical, landmark, the Manitou, a big sailing ship,
Seen it. It's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's basically a pirate ship if you want it to be.
Definitely.
And,
yes.
Fulfill all those childhood dreams. And, yeah, or, you know, or the Naughty Cat is another one, which is a sailing ship on the bay. And
yep.
So we have all these local businesses that we try to incorporate our culture into and our experiences. Our Downtown Development Authority has gift cards that you can only use downtown and circulate, through monies through the economy that way. Mm-hmm. We always buy those mm-hmm. when we have giveaways. Smart. And things. It's not the Panera bread gift card. Yep. Nothing wrong with that. But we have done a lot to embrace our local business community because we're also a local business too, even though we serve a much broader clientele. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that our local businesses are supported. And then, our universities, our colleges here too, offering training to our employees through those programs at our community college or through programs that are based in Traverse City. Training services is important too. And so we have several employees, including myself, who have all gone through certificate programs through NMC, which is Northwestern Michigan College, community college here in Traverse City. Yeah, those are just things off the top of my head.
You did a great job.
That was a wonderful answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of students are going to be really intrigued by that idea of like the outdoor piece and stuff. Mm. And, you know, if anyone wants to live in a cool place, Traverse
that really values all
yes.
of that. Yeah, for sure. All right. So let's talk a little bit about opportunities here at Tent Craft and specifically for students and early career professionals. What sorts of things are we looking at?
Yeah, some of the things that really always pop out to me are how unknown a lot of these companies similar to size as Tent Craft or similar to industry can be easily overlooked. We're not always at career fairs because for a host of different reasons. We're very busy. Oftentimes your HR person, if you have an HR person, most companies don't get an HR person until they've got 50 to 100 employees. Mm-hmm. And so businesses our size in this, what I call kind of the small medium size, just aren't always out there publicly facing. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting, sometimes you have to get in front of them. And so digging in as a student and finding these companies, I think are such a great advantage that doesn't get taken as often. Especially when you're a senior, whether you've interned or not, but showing up at somebody's front door, connecting with them on LinkedIn, calling the sales line and asking for the HR or hiring manager's a phone extension or something.
Yep.
These are things that I believe in a company our size. I mean, I can't tell you how many people we've hired because they have come to us before we maybe had a need or maybe we had a need brewing and it hadn't been fully fleshed out. But hey, you have this, this hyperactive kid, looking like banging on your door. It's like, I'm going to talk to that person.
Yep.
And so I do think that there's that in Traverse City as well as other larger companies, that are absolutely on the map, but, showing up, connecting on LinkedIn, the networking, going to the small events. Grand Valley State University does a phenomenal job up here in Traverse City in the last few years, really post-pandemic, of putting gatherings together, whether those are happy hours, whether those are meet and greets.
Yep.
And the students that show up to those events connect in a way that just is impossible in other settings. And I think our community is that size too, right? We're not a huge city. We're not very big at all, to be honest with you, compared to say Grand Rapids. We're like, people will call Traverse City Grand Rapids' little sister. It's like, we're like their twice removed cousin. It's quite a bit smaller. Yeah. So when you connect in this community, you can connect easily and on multiple levels. And oftentimes you'll be talking to business owners or people making hiring decisions when you target companies our size.
Yeah, for sure. And specifically at TentCraft, do you find that students or recent alums are moving into sales roles here, marketing? What sort of positions are they going for?
Yeah, and I love you bring that up, because we have, and we talked a little bit about this on the tour, is TentCraft is what you would call a vertically integrated organization, both in the professional setting and in the manufacturing setting as well, where we make everything that we sell. We sell everything that we sell, and then we market everything we sell. So we have every desirable position in the professional setting for the most part. And I'll rattle through those. I mean, we have an entire team of IT, and that ranges from software development to help desk support to Salesforce administration. Many people are familiar with Salesforce. It's a CRM, which we use. Then you have an engineering team that is hiring mechanical engineers that to design our products, to improve our products. We also have a art team that has graphic designers. We do production art, which is a phenomenal first job for somebody out of school with a graphic design degree. And because it's production art is a little different than just jumping right into graphic design, utilizing the same tools and applying the same tools that you've been using for the last 4 years in school, in the real world, gains quick, very quick experience. We also have a marketing team. We do all of our own paid search. We do all of our own content. We do all of our own website management. And so we have a marketing team that specializes in all of those things. So social media and then we have a sales team. We have a big sales force. We have 14 sales reps at TentCraft, and a lot of those sales reps will move on to different positions where people will move from customer service into sales. And so, gosh, we have an HR team, we have a facilities team, we have an accounting and finance team. We have on the production side, we also have, we do custom print. And so we have digital print operators, which is a very technical role, CNC machinists to run our machines that fabricate all the different metals that we work with into these tent frames. And those are very technical positions too, where maybe not college 4-year degree roles, but those are technical college graduates for sure.
Yeah.
And then we oftentimes we'll hire people with maybe specialized degrees, whether that's accounting or art. And for example, I have a gentleman on the production floor right now with a 4-year degree in graphic design, and he's working a production position. And maybe there's going to be in the next year an opportunity on our art team.
Yeah.
And instead of being an outside applicant, he now would be considered an internal applicant, which is always helpful.
That's good.
As well. And so our production floor is really unique, because you have people who are working hard on the production floor who have an opportunity to advance at TentCraft. So, which is fun.
Sounds like you have a lot of opportunities. And so I'm wondering, you know, if some students listening are thinking of relocating here for a job at TentCraft, do you have, I'm from Gaylord, which is an hour east of Traverse City about, and I do think it's a different lifestyle up here. And so I'm curious if you have any advice for any students who are thinking of relocating to Traverse City area.
Oh, yes. The housing and the relocation. And my first bit of advice is it's very difficult to talk to a student and take their move seriously if they haven't already started down the road of finding housing.
Yeah.
I love the students that I talk to for a job role who tell us, yep, my family has a cottage on, you know, such and such a lake or on the river, and I talked to my uncle and he's going to let me stay there until I find an apartment. That's great. That, yeah. See, they've actually put in some effort.
Made some stuff about this.
Yeah. And now not everybody has a family cottage, right? Okay. Yeah. But what I love to hear aside from that is, because that's a guarantee, is I'm on a wait list at an apartment or I have a realtor who's work that I'm working with to find an apartment or a house, or I have rented a long-term rental or a short-term rental for a couple of months. I'm ready to move. Yep. And in those couple of months, my focus is going to be on learning my new job and finding a more permanent place to live. So where we get as employers, especially for when, because when we're hiring, we're ready to hire. A lot of larger companies or other companies may have a very long hiring timeline.
Yeah, that window can get pretty big.
So it's not to say that we don't have a rigorous process. We do have a pretty rigorous hiring process, but we move quickly. So just like our product, we move quickly with hiring people. So you'd need to be in most small businesses, small to medium sized businesses, when they post a job, they're ready to hire.
They need somebody.
They need somebody now. And so having that, just showing that you've put some initiative into moving to the area by doing a little bit of research, understanding your budget and being realistic about that budget, and goes a long way. That can continue a conversation that where it could be a conversation, you know, stall out if I talk to somebody and we're looking to hire somebody in the next couple of weeks and they're just putting their feelers out there. That's hard. That's it has its challenges.
That's great advice. Thank you.
And I do want to kind of put a, I want to poo-poo a little bit of the notion that it's impossible to move to Traverse City and that wait lists are a year long for apartments and there's no affordable housing. There is. You just have to, you have to be proactive. You have to work at it. There are apartments right now that are taking people in. It may not be the apartment that you want long-term, but there are apartments and there are places for rent that are affordable. But there is a strong, you know, there's a strong ideology that it's impossible for a college graduate to move to Traverse City if they don't have connections or ties. And that's just not true. But you will have to put in some extra effort. You will have to network. You will have to, put in the time. So, I wanted to throw that out there because I feel so many students don't even consider Traverse City because of what they hear.
Seems impossible.
Well,
that's good to dispel that myth because I think a lot of students want to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions we have for you today.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed the tour and it was great to chat with you. So thanks again.
Awesome. Go Lakers.
Right. And we are here at Cherry Republic with Madison Partak, who is the recruitment manager. And I'd just like to welcome you to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So yes, Danny and I are here to chat about Cherry Republic and all the great things you all are doing. So can you just start by introducing yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Madison Partak. As Megan mentioned, I'm the recruitment manager here at Cherry Republic. I am responsible for all things hiring for Cherry Republic all around the state of Michigan. I get to work with all of our stores, our fulfillment center, our production facility, our restaurant, and just talk about why Cherry Republic is a great employer. So it's a wonderful job.
Awesome. Sounds so fun.
Very cool. Okay, so tell us a little bit more. You mentioned a few areas of Cherry Republic, some that I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us just about the company in general?
Yeah, so I grew up with the company. If you're anywhere from the northern Michigan area, you kind of know about Cherry Republic.
We've had the snacks. Put the jam on the crackers.
Yep, the samples bring you in. Yes. And so when I started working here, I just thought we were a bunch of retail stores. And so as you get to know the company a little bit more, you'll come to find out that we have 7 retail stores around the state of Michigan. So Traverse City, Glen Arbor, Charlevoix, Mackinac City, Holland, Ann Arbor, and Frankenmuth.
Wow. Nice.
So list them off for everybody. Thank you.
Way to go.
And then we have a restaurant in Glen Arbor. So Glen Arbor is kind of our hub. That's our flagship store where we were established in 1989 and where we continue to kind of grow and make our home base. So we have a winery, a retail store, and a restaurant there. Check out the food if you're ever up in the area.
It's so good.
It's got
a really cute patio.
And the little ice cream shop. Like, it's just all adorable.
It's so fun. And it's just so great to see all the tourists come in. And we just love the energy in the summer. So summer is kind of our favorite time of year up here.
Yes.
And then we produce a lot of our own products, which is something that people don't know. So in Empire, which is about a 10-15 minute drive from Glen Arbor, we have our production facility and our manufacturing, or those are the same thing, production facility and distribution center. And so that is where we are shipping out all of our products for our e-commerce orders. And so people are getting gift boxes from us right to their homes. Mm-hmm. And then all of our raw goods and just products are going to stores from there as well. So it's a pretty cool operation. And I just love touring it every time I get to go. So
such a fun place to work.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So can you tell us a little bit about what sort of job opportunities, career opportunities there might be for students and recent grads?
Yeah, so we have a kind of wide range of things that we offer. So we have everything from seasonal positions to full-time year-round professional positions. Mm-hmm. So seasonally, if you're looking to just learn more about the company, we have retail ambassador positions in all of our locations. We hire ages 14 and up, so you get to work with people of all ages. And then we also have seasonal culinary positions and server positions. So if you're in the culinary industry looking to get hands-on experience as a line cook, a prep cook, dishwasher, we also have those opportunities in Glen Arbor. And we do have seasonal housing available for people as well.
It's a nice perk.
Big time.
It is.
Yeah.
And then going up, we also have internships. So we tend to offer internships in marketing, graphic design, logistics, and then retail hospitality or restaurant hospitality. Wow. So those are kind of our mix every summer. Mm-hmm. They do change based on business needs, so can't guarantee they'll be there, but that's kind of our normal rotation. And then summer is usually peak season for that. Mm-hmm. And then for recent grads, we have everything from marketing, human resources, IT, finance, to retail and hospitality management positions. Mm-hmm. So think retail supervisor, assistant manager, manager. And those roles we really try to develop from the ground up. So we have a lot of folks who came in as retail ambassadors when they were 14 or as interns, and they now are retail managers. And so we really love to do that development here.
Cool.
And we like to train. So anytime you come in and have the core values in your heart, like, we are here to help develop you into whatever you want to be here.
Amazing.
That's so cool. So curious what your advice would be to someone who's maybe considering moving to Northern Michigan. Maybe that's Traverse City. Maybe it's Glen Arbor, kind of anywhere up north for work. What advice would you give them?
I think my biggest advice would be to find what you're passionate about. I think Traverse City and Northern Michigan, we have a lot of niche areas, and you will be able to kind of find that passion here. I think over the years, and it's been cool to grow up here and see where Traverse City was to where it is now, I think we've grown into this place where there are these awesome pockets of really skilled professionals and very niche things that you can do. And so, and I think Cherry Republic's one of those perfect examples. I mean, we are hospitality, we are retail, food, and then manufacturing. Yeah. Like, you don't find that everywhere. And so I think find the thing that you're passionate about or the thing that you want to explore that's super specific and start looking here. And I think the more that you can network, the more opportunities are going to be available for you. Sometimes it's hard for us to see a resume and see, oh, okay, you live in Southern Florida and you're trying to move up here. Yeah. And so we want to consider everyone, but there is the piece of housing that is a little difficult. We're a growing city and have lots of housing available, but we kind of need you to be here now.
Yeah.
When we're hiring.
Yep. Yeah.
And so the more that you can start to, like, actively look for that as you're looking for jobs up here, I think that's great. And then, like I said, network with people in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Great. Awesome. All right. So we've noticed that Cherry Republic and some of your colleagues have had success on TikTok, of all places, right? Of course.
What impact would you say that's had on your business?
So this has been a really cool journey over the last probably year or two to watch TikTok play into the company and to hiring.
Yes, tell us more.
And so I know personally as a company, we have started to really grow like our TikTok channels. And I think that has gotten us a lot of traction just for brand recognition around the state and nationally. Mm-hmm. People are starting to find us more and more because we're really trying to share that like Northern Michigan spirit, which it's our mission. And I think we're doing that on social media. Mm-hmm. But then we've also had employees who have kind of blown up on their own platforms who have been advertising the company and what it's like to work here.
Wow. So cool. I love that.
And I'm going to
do free advertising.
Yes. And I'm going to do a shout out for Ellie DeLude. So I don't know if you guys have seen her platform. And so she was a former employee. She is on to really wonderful other things in the community here in Traverse City. But she was on our marketing team and started kind of her journey of content creation. She's also a Grand Valley alum.
Oh my gosh.
And so she was posting videos about what it was like to work here and kind of like the inside scoop. And we had this influx of applications like you've never seen from positions here.
That's so cool.
And so I was like, wow, this is like, amazing.
Let's keep this going.
Yeah. And so I think that showed me the power of social media. And I think that was a cool clue into me. I'm supposed to be the one who's running our LinkedIn. Not the most creative minded. So I'm getting some great help from our marketing interns this summer.
Nice.
But I think it just showed me the power of social media and how if you can show people what it's like to be here and what your values are and like
that
what
authentic
the more it's just going to help everything come together.
Yep.
And so that's kind of been our like cool last year journey on what TikTok is.
Probably like it sounds like it was unexpected, like just kind of popped up like, whoa, okay, here we go.
People are paying attention to this.
Yeah.
Cool.
Totally. Yeah. We have a general application on our website. And so if you're ever interested in just submitting your application to us, please do it. We keep a big resume bank. But after Ellie was sharing her posts, I was getting general application after general application, which was not something that we had ever seen before. And so thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Grand Valley, for developing her. I think it's such a powerful tool. And I think it's been cool to watch our company lean into it over the last couple of months. So
that's awesome. That's so cool. So talking through professional development. So what would you say as a young professional, what kinds of, you know, professional development opportunities have you really started to get involved with throughout your career?
That's a great question. So I have an interesting kind of career journey. And I think Cherry Republic has been the one to help kind of really just open my eyes to it. So I graduated with a degree in accounting. I knew it wasn't my passion. I worked in it for 6 months and knew that I needed to do something with people. And I needed to do something with Northern Michigan and just the values that I embody. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved back up here, I knew that that was what I was looking for. And so Cherry Republic kind of took a chance on me with this recruiter role. And I knew that it was something that I wanted to do, but had never done it before. And so they hired me in as a recruiter. And immediately they were doing everything they could to just develop some of those skills in me. And so throwing me into conversations that I maybe didn't belong in as a very entry-level employee, just getting to observe and get to go sit in the manufacturing facility and watch what happens there. And so they're just really great at getting you that exposure.
Yep.
So there was a lot of professional development in that way. And then I think the company has also done a really great job of just throwing you in and letting you kind of figure it out in a very structured and supportive way, of course.
I love that. It's the best.
But we want people to try things. We want people to fail and like have that support system when you do. And I think that has been such a growing experience for me. So our professional development here is, I think, a little different than everyone else's company. I say we kind of grow like roots on a tree rather than like a beanstalk.
Yeah.
We try to kind of develop you in all of these subtle ways that you don't necessarily know it. And then 3.5 years down the road, you're like, wow, like grew so much.
Like I know so much.
That's cool.
Like a cherry tree though.
Yes.
Right?
Like a cherry tree. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
So I think that's like how our company does it. But then we also are really great about supporting everyone's kind of external endeavors. And so I've been involved in a couple organizations outside of the company. I'm involved in Trevor's Area Human Resources Association. So once a month I meet with 150 HR professionals from around the region. region, and we have lunch and network and talk about some type of HR topic. And so it's been great to learn with like-minded individuals. And then I'm also a part of MCEA, which is Michigan Career Educator and Employer Alliance. So getting to talk to universities and colleges around the state, talking to other employers about what's going on and how to better facilitate just opportunities for students coming out of college. And so I think all of those opportunities have really helped to develop me post-grad. I mean, I'm 4-5 years out of school now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm hitting some of my like 5 to 10 year targets.
Amazing.
A lot sooner. And I think like that's kudos to Cherry Republic for just encouraging me to go and blossom, and to these other organizations for giving me the opportunity to meet with like-minded individuals and just learn and grow. So
it's a very cool like career pivot story, even though that pivot took place like 6 months after graduation. Mm-hmm. So you weren't super far down the road in your career, but still there was a pivot, and just cool to see the ways that you flourished in this career that you found post-grad.
And like really realizing I want to be with people more. These are the values that I have. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think my biggest advice to new grads is if you're graduating in a degree that you maybe aren't the most excited about, that's okay. I use my accounting degree so much in my HR job.
Oh, sure.
I am the one on the team who's doing all of the data. Other people are doing data, of course, but I love doing the data portion and I love doing the budget and things like that. And so there's so many ways you can use your degree, even if it's not in that field. And so don't be afraid to like, when you know it's not for you, you don't have to hold on to it. And as a recruiter, I can say I do not look down upon resumes that look like, okay, well, they got a major in geology and now they're in a retail position. Yep. Like, I think that's wonderful. Like, we're all always evolving. Mm-hmm. And so once you know it's not for you, don't be afraid to take the leap into something else. So
great advice. Yeah.
Amazing. I think that's a really good place to end, but I think our last question needs to be, what's your favorite Cherry Republic product?
Oh, this is the hardest question. Today.
You can give more than one.
If you need a top three or something, we're good with that. Yeah.
So I think right now my favorite product is our artisan mustard.
Ooh,
oh, I have not heard about this.
Wasn't expecting that.
It is something that I put on charcuterie boards in the summer. Love it on a chicken breast. Nice. So good. So the artisan mustard is really good. And then you can't ever go wrong with our extra dark chocolate covered cherries.
Yeah.
So those are a staple.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
For sure.
Awesome. Good. Well, this was so fun to hear more about Cherry Republic and your journey here. So thank you, Madison, for joining us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. We're here at Cherry Republic. We just had our interview with Madison, and we were able to go and sort of sample some of the treats. Madison gifted us a few, like she let us each pick out one thing to take home. So I wanted to quick share what we got. Megan, what did you pick out?
I grabbed the cherry almond butter, which I have had before, and I also have sampled hundreds of times, and it's still good. So that's what I got.
And this is Danny, and I picked out the cherry artisan mustard, which was a recommendation from Madison. It's her favorite product. Sampled it in store. It was great on a pretzel. I think it'd be great on a sandwich or a wrap. So excited to try it at home.
And this is Grace. I'm a copycat, and I got what Megan got because she said it was good. So I'm excited to try that. I did try their cherry pecan butter, which was also very tasty. So I'm very excited to have this on some toast when I get home. We also were able to sample the gummy bears, which were so flavorful.
And their cherry salsa, which I didn't know if I would like. So good. Got to sample those. And their imperial covered cherries. Amazing. They have so many samples in the store.
Not only is this a good place to work, but also just to visit. So make sure you check out locations near you if you want to sample any of these goodies yourself. We're here this morning at Mundo's Coffee. We're having some breakfast burritos. I have a grain bowl and waiting on a croissant, and it is delicious. Danny, how is your meal?
So delicious. The coffee is excellent. Mundo's has multiple locations in Traverse City, and every one of them is so cute. Great coffee, really good food,
great vibe. We're next to a river with like a beautiful lawn and outdoor seating space. It's very cozy in here and family friendly.
My favorite part of my grain bowl are these little, I don't know what they are. They look like little tomatoes, but they're very sweet. We checked and they are sweet drop peppers and they are sweetie drop. So delicious. So if you ever get a chance to have some sweetie drop peppers, you can either buy some or come to Mundo's Coffee and get a grain bowl.
We are currently sitting in Megan's car in the parking lot of the GVSU Omni location in Traverse City. We're a little bit early. It's a beautiful day, though, so we've had the windows down. We've been chatting, but now we're ready to head inside.
All right. We are here at the GVSU campus in Northern Michigan with Shannon Owen, who is the director of Northern Michigan up here. So hi, Shannon. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be part of this.
I know. We were really excited to come and see GVSU space up here. You just moved.
Well, we're in the process, but yes.
Yes. And I should say, if you hear any ambient construction noise, that's why. But you're handling that.
We are doing very well. Our staff moved over. So by the time you hear this, we will be fully moved into our new location, which is on Northwestern Michigan's College's Front Street campus. And this is a good move for Grand Valley. It puts us where all the NMC students are. Our Grand Valley students are very excited because the coffee shops and the cafeteria and the housing, it's a great move for us just to create more engagement here on NMC's Front Street campus.
Amazing. And so close to downtown.
It is. And the bays. We're right in the middle of the bay. So sometimes we just walk over there and stick our feet in during lunch. It's so nice.
Gosh, the best.
Yes.
Good. All right. So I know we've already kind of jumped in, but can you just backtrack a little bit and just tell us about yourself a little bit and kind of what brought you to this role?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been in Northern Michigan for about 17 years, and I worked at another institution. They were not sure what they were going to do in Northern Michigan, and so I left that position and started working at Northwestern Michigan College as a career and academic advisor. And during that time, I really saw that Grand Valley was doing things that other institutions couldn't figure out how to do. So I kept watching, and then the director position became available, and I thought, this is a way I can give back to this community in ways that I haven't been able to in my previous positions. And I also, when I was working with students, I saw that they were looking for additional opportunities that the community college wasn't offering. So again, when I saw Grand Valley, it was right when they started the Physician Assistant Studies program that I jumped in and said, this is something that I really want to do. And that's been 10 years ago now.
Wow.
Wow. So I have the privilege of serving this Northern Michigan community and using Grand Valley as a resource to do so. And I have a lot of support within Grand Valley to do all of those things. And really happy to be part of the community and Grand Valley here.
It feels really special. Just being up here for this podcast, it's been great. We've already met so many amazing people, and now to be here with you, it's awesome.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you're having a great time
here. We are.
Yeah, so we'd love for you to just expand even a little bit more about Grand Valley's role kind of in Northern Michigan. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said, I've been in the role for 10 years, and in the last 4 years, we really identified our strategic priorities, and that has helped us focus in on what's most important. We vetted those focus areas across the region, talking to different community leaders, and I'll share what those four focus areas are. So the first one is increasing access to rural healthcare. That's a really important component to this whole region, and we do so by our Allied Health Science Bachelor's Program and the Physician Assistant Studies Master's Program. The College of Health Professions is one of our strongest partners, and they anticipate growing programs here. Public health, medical lab science are two that are at the top of our priority list. The Kirchhoff College of Nursing is also a strong partner. They have a good relationship with Munson, where they are actually, they piloted an immersion program last year, and this year they anticipate that they're going to have 12 students in the fall and 12 students in the winter doing their final semester of nursing at Munson Medical Center. Oh, so the hope is that they can get hired after that, which is a huge need that Munson has. Cool. So rural health is the first one. The second one is supporting the K through 12 system. So this last year, we actually certified 38 people that were paraprofessionals to become teacher certified. Wow. So we know that there's a teacher shortage across the state, and it certainly has hit us hard in Northern Michigan. So working with our partner at Northwest Education Services to upskill paraprofessionals is really helpful. The third one is the blue and green economy. Most people, when you talk to them, like, why do you live in Northern Michigan? Yeah. It's because of the water. It's because of the environment. And so that's really important for us to be here and to be able to say that we're supporting that. But also the Freshwater Center for Research and Innovation is a project that's currently under development. It'll open in the fall of 27. And we want to be a large player in that. And cool. we anticipate that with the Annis Water Resource Institute, we'll be able to do so. The last one is the Michigan Veteran Entrepreneurship Lab, which falls into the focus area of entrepreneurship and innovation. So working with Sharuk in the Seidman College of Business to expand that program up here has really been helpful. And we have a lot of support with 20 Fathoms, the Office of Possibilities, Grove Incubator to support those individuals that go through the system. Because all of our programs are not about just bringing Grand Rapids to Traverse City. Mm. It's about immersing them here in the region and working with community partners to do so.
Yeah, each of those four really makes sense.
It does. And it's so cool to hear, like, we're identifying the needs in the community and then finding ways to meet those needs.
Like, that yes. comes first. Yeah. That's yeah. seems that. Really important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, again, when we vet those four focus areas out, people are like, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I personally have another interest area yeah. that I recognize and just looking at ways that we can support is behavioral health. We know in rural areas, behavioral health is a challenge. Our physician assistant studies program did receive a $1.4 million grant to embed is might not be the right word, but to teach the students how mental health should be part of primary care. They also are teaching the primary care physicians in the region those skills as well. So that is something that it's not one of our focus areas, but it's something that's always top of mind. And I'm thankful that the PA program has been able to respond in that way.
I love that. That's so cool.
So cool.
And so needed.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So you've been here a while. So tell us, what do you think are some of the unique benefits of studying in Northern Michigan?
The community itself mm-hmm. is so supportive. I think the students that we have here recognize our role in connecting with the community. So it's not just taking classes and going back to, you know, your family and your high school friends, because our goal is to educate and train people from Northern Michigan to stay here.
Yeah.
So our goal then is to connect them with other things that are happening. So for example, Startup Week is a really important connector for our entrepreneurs. There's also a young professionals program through Traverse Connect, and making sure that our students are engaged in that. Because again, if you stay in your little high school bubble, you're never going to expand. Right. And often people think that there's not a job here that's going to sustain them, mm-hmm. you know, that they can't live here. They're going to have to go somewhere else. And our goal is to really help show them that this is a place that you can get your education, a robust, solid education, yep. and then get a good paying job and expand your community network here. So for example, partnering with the Career Center, with yeah. all of you folks, we've done etiquette dinners, we've yep. done networking nights, mock interviews, and this is all part of our professional series that we do up here to help prepare students for the future after Grand Valley. I know you talked to my good friend Rob Hannell, and I was at an event, it's been a little bit now, but I was at an event where he said an important part of the job interview process is actually like having a meal with someone.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, do our students know that? Yeah. Are they going to be prepared to have a meal with people? And so having this etiquette dinner, and it was with Northwestern Michigan College's Lobdell's Restaurant, which is a stunning location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to say, like, yeah. you know, Cindy Brown came up and said, yep. This is what you have to do.
Yep.
This is how you have to sit at the table. This is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. This is how you start a conversation. So all of those skills that we provide students here is a really important part of what we offer.
Amazing.
I love that. So you kind of spoke to this already, but I'm sure there's more that you could share, but I'm just curious, like, in your opinion, like, what makes Northern Michigan just a great place to build not just your career, but also build your life? You talked about, you know, wanting to keep students in the area, in the region, to really create their, you know, career and implant roots. So, can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I think it's part of one of our focus areas, right? The environment, the water, I mean, outdoor resources is so prevalent. We have a strong school system, vibrant community that supports innovation. We have a lot to offer here. There's a genuine spirit of collaboration. Mm-hmm. So even, for example, this last winter, there's a policy conference, and some of our colleagues go to the policy conferences all across the state. And so I'm very limited in my knowledge because I'm here.
Yeah.
But what they shared is it's very different at our policy conference to see legislative members on the stage working together, talking about how they're trying to expand the region's needs. Mm-hmm. And they work together to do so. And that spirit of collaboration is really important to this region. When we've had conversations with some of our partners, like, again, 20 Fathoms and NMC, we talk about ways that we could look for grants together or fundraise together. So we're not doing this in isolation. It's too small of a community to try and do that sort of thing in isolation. We have to do it together. And there's a real strong spirit of collaboration here.
Just want to say too, we've felt that throughout our time here.
We've been here a day and we've felt that.
Yes, yeah, because so many of the conversations we're having are already, you know, those collaborative efforts are coming through. We were even at a coffee shop and I was talking about a collaboration that I found out that they did with another, you know, business in town, and just so many of the different ways that you see that in this community is really special.
Yeah, I feel that in everything that we do. We can't move anything forward without our community partners. So that probably isn't just special in Northern Michigan, but I feel it particularly here. Mm-hmm. And at least some of our other colleagues have said that too. So I'll own it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, how do you think the region is changing? And what, I guess, maybe what's challenging, but also what's exciting about those changes?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I feel like we have a lot of support in Northern Michigan mm-hmm. for talent development.
Okay.
So there are individuals that want to keep people here, and, mm-hmm. and there are partners that are saying, what can we do to keep those partners mm-hmm. or to keep those people here? Mm-hmm. The entrepreneurship ecosystem is growing at a rapid pace, and I'm thankful that we're part of that growth as well. The small businesses that we have here really drive our economy. They're trying to get away from the tourism, not as much. I mean, we know that there's going to be tourism because everyone wants to come to Northern Michigan.
Right.
But in order to sustain that, mm-hmm. that tourism doesn't last all the time. It doesn't last in the winter or even in the spring.
Yes.
So we need people to have that entrepreneurship, innovation, and sustainability mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Higher education is going to play a key role in that. And I'm thankful that we're part of those conversations and at the table for that. I think that this is just a really exciting time. And the more conversations we have, the more people are interested in Grand Valley to be part of that and to play a role in that.
Yes. Awesome.
So cool. Okay. I know you mentioned a couple at the beginning, but what other kind of standout partnerships has Grand Valley really been a part of in Northern Michigan?
Yeah. If I think of our focus areas, Munson Medical Center and Munson Healthcare Systems is one of our strongest partners. We need to be close with them in order to grow our health programs. I mentioned that earlier. The Anniswater Resource Institute and the Freshwater Center for Research and Innovation, those connections for innovation, technology, mm-hmm. blue tech, mm-hmm. and what you know, there's so much engagement that's happening here, solving the problem of PFAS, microplastics, invasive species. Annis Water Resource is already engaged in those conversations. So working with the Discovery Pier, Traverse Connect, NMC, 20 Fathoms, we're all part of this collaboration that's trying to support entrepreneurs in growing that blue tech area. Gosh, what else? Yeah, those are the big ones. But it's I guess I can say Northwest Education Services is what houses our Career Tech Center. This last, actually Northwest Education Center was the first place that we piloted a program called Direct Credit, where in the Career Tech Center, students have the ability to get Grand Valley credit if they successfully complete their Career Tech Center coursework.
Wow.
And so they were the first ones that said, you know, let's try this out. And so I feel like as we get creative and are around creative people, they're always ones that are going to say, how would we do that? And how can we work together? And what might that look like? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's so many innovative and entrepreneur mindsets here that you just got to have the right people in the room.
It's exciting to be around.
It is. Yes. It is. Uh-huh. There's NMC started, it was called the Office of Possibilities. So they call it OOPS for short. And group meets every Tuesday. And sometimes I just go, well, when we were doing the Michigan Veteran Entrepreneurship Lab, I would go to share, if you're looking for support and you're a veteran, this is a great place. But sometimes I just go because I want to be part of that like creative thought and creative energy. And sometimes I have things to offer and sometimes I don't, but just being part of that, it's so fun.
So fun.
So fun. Awesome. Aww. Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on everything. Yes. Again, like we just feel proud to work at Grand Valley and get to see what you all are accomplishing up here. So thank you so much.
And thank you for spending time with some of our favorite people up here. It's
it has been our pleasure.
Fun.
For sure.
So fun. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Shannon. Right, we are here now at Michigan's Creative Coast with Abby Beaudry. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are excited to chat with you. And why don't you just kind of get in there? Tell us, introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself a little
bit. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So my name is Abby Beaudry. I run the Michigan's Creative Coast program at Traverse Connect. Our program serves as the talent attraction and retention program for the Grand Traverse region, which is basically Northwest Michigan, the pinky area.
Yep.
So we get to help people who want to move here, newcomers to the area and locals alike, to establish their lives and careers here.
Nice.
And so speaking of the region, what are some opportunities like growing industries or fields that students might be aware of if they want to live in this area?
So some of our key industries of employment are healthcare, education, business and professional services, as well as manufacturing. But some of our emerging industries that we're really excited about are blue tech, rural healthcare innovation, as well as advanced aerial mobility, aka drones.
Okay. Oh, really?
Fun. Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
That's really cool.
And can you speak more to blue tech?
Blue tech is an industry that is anywhere from freshwater and marine research and innovation all the way to recreation applications.
That sounds so like such an interesting field to work in.
Yeah, and makes sense that it would be up here.
Yes.
Yes.
Surrounded by fresh water.
Surrounded by the beautiful,
so much fresh water. Awesome. Okay, so for students or recent grads who want to live here or move here or already live here, what should they know about the job market and opportunities in the area?
I would definitely say keep your horizon open to unique opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For instance, you may be a marketing student and then land a position with an innovative manufacturing company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you might be a finance student and then find yourself in a role in the nonprofit world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All of our diverse industries have needs for talent like you.
Cool. Yeah. Amazing.
And I feel like in like a smaller community, you have maybe the opportunity to work for some smaller businesses or medium-sized businesses where you can wear a lot of hats and have more variety in your day-to-day. So I think keeping your mind open to those possibilities is a great piece of advice.
Yes.
Speaking of advice, any other advice for students who are wanting to relocate to this region?
Yeah, definitely a couple things. First, be proactive. Mm-hmm. We have lots of opportunities to engage with employers and explore your career while you're still in school and getting started. We have a resume pack that gets sent to over 250 Ooh. Local employers, as well as a job board that receives new positions every day. So sometimes I know what it's like, and it can feel like when you're applying to jobs on some of the bigger sites, it can feel like you're shouting into a void. But by using a curated local job board, you're mm-hmm. connecting with companies that are actively hiring.
Yeah, that's so valuable.
Yeah, and nice that you help with that process.
And that you do the resume. Did you call it a resume book?
Resume pack.
Pack.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Both of these resources include both internship opportunities as well as entry-level roles.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in moving up here for work, be sure to submit your resume to our pack and then set a reminder to check our job board. We also do a weekly roundup of new roles on our Instagram every
That's
Tuesday.
That's awesome.
Okay. That's some passive. That's like a passive way yeah. to keep your finger on the pulse of what's yes. going on. Like literally just, is it Traverse Connect or Michigan's Creative Coast?
It's that Michigan's Creative Coast. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll just give you a good idea of what kind of positions are available up here as well.
Yeah. We recommend that to students a lot. Like start thinking about this early.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
yeah, if you can be browsing a job board before you actually need to be looking for a job, you're right. going to be much more equipped with the information and can plan better
right.
when it comes time to actually apply.
Yeah. I'd also say that a lot of the best connections up here are made by word of mouth and sort of who you know yeah. as well. So if you are here, I would say show up and network. We have the Traverse City Young Professionals, which is a great opportunity to get involved, meet other people your age, and get to know the business community.
When is that typically? Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, they awesome. Have, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
They have morning meetups as well as happy hours. And I think they call them Sunday fun days as well.
Nice. So
there's always nice. Something going on with them.
Yeah.
yeah.
So students can really just kind of plan whenever to make a trip here.
Right.
And maybe plan around an event that's happening.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And if they're not here, we also have ambassadors. Mm. Our Creative Coast ambassadors are called Northern Navigators. And they're available to meet with people one-on-one virtually.
Oh,
so they don't have to be in town. They can reach out and meet with these people online and sort of pick their brain about opportunities here as well.
Is that what you would recommend as like a good first step?
Yes,
for engaging?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have 15 different navigators and they're across all different industries and personal backgrounds.
Oh, cool.
So you can sort of check them out, see who sort of relates to you and then book a meeting with them right there.
Oh, that's even better if you can kind of see like, ooh, they're in this industry. I'm interested right. in that.
What okay. an amazing resource.
Cool. Yeah, that's so helpful.
Yeah, thank yeah. you for sharing that.
So good. So how would you describe the community vibe here?
Oh, it's definitely unique and I love it. I moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, and I have found that I love our laid back, slower pace of life mm-hmm. while still having lots of options that keep my nights and weekends busy.
What are some of your favorites, personally?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I love a night out with my girls on the town.
So many good places to go.
So many good places. And there's usually live music at places.
Yes.
We have Fleet. Stumbled upon live music at Little Fleet before. Like, oh, yeah. cool. There's just a band here.
Yeah. yeah. You can walk down Front Street and find live music and good deals anywhere, really.
So fun.
Yeah. And then also just venturing out into the rural areas around is super fun.
Yeah.
We have lots of opportunities to go hiking, paddleboarding, kayaking. The opportunities are endless.
Do you have, I'm just curious, coming, you know, since you're from Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
anything that was a challenge to like navigate moving here for you?
Oh yeah. Well, I'd say some of the things that I miss mm-hmm. are some of the bigger like sporting events
yeah.
or live music things, but Grand Rapids is only 2.5 hours away mm-hmm. for larger events like that. And then we also have Interlochen Center yes. for the Arts, which is a great place to go see shows.
That's where I saw my first concert. Well, oh. second concert. Yes.
Wow. There you go.
I was at one there last week. So
nice. And I'm going to one later this summer.
Oh my gosh. Yay. It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah. That venue is amazing.
I feel like for people who like Frederick Meyer Garden concert
yeah,
venue.
Yeah. GR. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then you would like yeah. Interlochen if you haven't
Absolutely.
Been.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
View of the lake. It's
oh, yeah. beautiful.
Yeah. yeah. So fun. Good. Well, anything else that we didn't cover that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I guess also on the topic of the community vibe, it's really, I've found that there's this unique enthusiasm to help each other succeed here rather than in some bigger areas where it may be more competitive, maybe like a dog-eat-dog type environment. Mm-hmm. there's this common sentiment that a rising tide lifts all boats here, yeah. which I have found is really special.
We've actually felt that. I was just going to say in a half here.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's like, everyone knows everyone and is so positive about mm-hmm. everyone else. Like, oh, you're meeting with Abby. That's amazing. Like, we love her. And yes. just.
Yeah. Anyone we've met with was like connecting us to someone else.
Yes.
Offering up help for our students. Yes. What, you know, yeah. like just so helpful.
Yeah. I'd say that that comes with sort of the smaller city aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really get around, get to meet people and make a big difference compared mm-hmm. to a larger city where you might be more anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that definitely rings true. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great place to end. So thank you so much, Abby. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Well, that wraps up our 100th episode. Thank you so much to everyone for listening to this slightly longer episode, but we hope you enjoyed it. And we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.